Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off about 55 degrees this morning, and as the day has progressed, it got to a high of about 75 degrees, and they expect it to cool off this evening to about 50 degrees. There's no wind advisory blowing as of right now. Maybe the wind will show up a little later on this evening. But right now, it's a beautiful day. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. This is a great day to enjoy yourself in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Right here in the desert. So, now that we've talked about the weather report, let's talk sports. All right. Well, this weekend, I felt like I had a bad weekend, people. So I hope you didn't put any money on the games that I said were cinch wins, because the games that I thought were automatic wins, they ended up being, I don't know what you want to call it. They were
losses.
Well, yeah, they were losses, all right. But they were what's the term for it? They were
upset.
That's it. Yeah, they were upset. I mean, the teams that should have won by a lot of points ended up losing, or they barely beat the spread. So I hope everybody didn't put any money on those games. I was trying to get to the casino, but I didn't bet. I was going to try to see if I could bet about $20. And see if I could win, about $800. But I didn't make it to the casino. And I'm so glad I didn't. My team disappointed me. And they played so bad this week. I couldn't believe it. Well, this is week number 10. So, DJ Papa D, let's go over the games. Starting with Thursday's upset. Thursday.
Game number one.
Yeah.
Game number one, the Miami Dolphins beat the Baltimore Ravens 22-10. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Dolphins and under.
Yeah, man, I can't believe my Baltimore Ravens just didn't show up. I don't know what's going on with their offense or their defense. I'm just disappointed. So that's a loss for G-Money to start the week off wrong. But anyway, let's go to Sunday's game, and let's talk about what happened on Sunday.
Game number two, the Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets 45-17. You bet on Bills and over, and it was Bills and over.
Yeah, my Buffalo Bills came through with flying colors. I'm so happy. I hope anybody that was listening to me say that was a sure cinch win. I hope you bet on the Bills, because that was the only cinch that I saw in the whole group of games. And they're the only ones that played according to their standing. Everybody else played piss poor. So that's one win for G-Money. I'm 1-1 going into game number three. Go ahead.
Game number three, the Washington football team beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 29-19. You bet on Tampa Bay and over, and it was Washington and under.
Yeah, I can't believe Tampa Bay got beat by the Washington football team. Come on, Tom Brady, you're supposed to have your boys together now. This is the middle of the season. Actually, you're going into the third quarter. You're supposed to have everybody working as one. You guys are supposed to be the championship team. What happened? I can't believe that. Okay. They lost. Okay. So that's two losses and one win for G-Money. Okay. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, Dallas Cowboys beat the Atlanta Falcons 43-3. You bet on Cowboys and under, and it was Cowboys and under.
43-3. What was the total points for that game? If they scored 50. 46 points. Oh, 50. Oh, okay. Well, I knew it wasn't going to be 50 points, so that's why I called it under. But I thought Atlanta was going to score a couple of times. I couldn't believe that Dallas just beat them up like that. That was ridiculous. I can't believe it. Dallas is playing like they're a championship team, and we all know they are not. But that's a win for G-Money, because I bet on Dallas to win. So, all right, I'm 2-3 on the standings right now. So, continue. Game number six.
Game number five, the Tennessee Titans beat the New Orleans Saints 23-21. You bet on Titans and over, and it was Titans and a half a point under.
They almost made the spread. All right, well, that's a win for G-Money. My Tennessee Titans are playing ball like I expected them to, so that's a good game. Congratulations, Tennessee Titans. You're playing like the winners that I expect you to be. All right, so how many wins is that, DJ? How many wins is that for me? That's four wins and
three wins and two losses.
Three wins and two losses. Okay, let's continue. It was a bad
game number
though.
Six.
Game number
six. The Indianapolis Colts beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-17. You bet on Colts and under, and it was Colts and under.
Yes, and the Colts didn't even cover the spread. They had to win by more than 10 points So if you would have went to the sports book and bet on the Indianapolis Colts, you would have lost the game because they didn't cover the spread. They had 10 points that they gave Jacksonville, and they didn't beat them by more than 6 points. So if you bet on Indianapolis, you would have lost your money. And if you would have bet on the money line, you would have won. But that's a big money bet. So, all right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So now we're at, where am I now, DJ? Is that 4, 5 wins? It should be about 5 wins and 3 losses.
So you're at 4 wins and 2 losses.
Okay. Game number 7.
Game number 7 was a tie. The Steelers and the Lions tied 16-16. You bet on Steelers and over. And it was not.
Yeah, they ended up only scoring 32 points between the two of them. I knew they weren't going to score a lot of points, but I thought for sure Detroit scored 16 points, but Pittsburgh should have scored like 30 points, and then it would have been over, and I would have won my bet. But I can't believe they lost to a team that hasn't won a game all season. That is ridiculous. And they're fighting for a playoff spot, and they couldn't beat the last place team. Oh, that's ridiculous. All right. Well, add a 1 to the tie for my record. I'm 4-3-1. Okay, let's go to game number 9.
Game number 8, the New England Patriots beat the Cleveland Browns 45-7. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Patriots and over.
Yeah, the New England Patriots came out the box. Was their coach must really have them fired up. They got a quarterback that they're working with that's playing good ball, and their defense is outstanding. They shut Cleveland down, and they didn't even let Cleveland's defense play any ball. They couldn't even shut New England's offense down. Wow. Bill Parcells has got it going on. So we got to watch New England come playoff time, because I think they may try to repeat as a champion again. All right. Well, did I bet on New England or I bet on Pittsburgh? I mean, on Cleveland. I think I bet on Cleveland to win, huh?
You bet on Cleveland.
Yeah, so that's another loss. So that's 4-4-1. All right, let's go to game number 10.
No, for you. For you, I'm sorry, that's 4 wins and 5 losses.
4 wins and 5 losses? Okay. And 1 tie. So I'm 4-5.
No, you didn't, Greg, G-Money, you didn't get a tie. You lost because you bet on Steelers and the Steelers didn't win. So you lost.
But it was a tie, so it was a push. I don't get a loss for that.
The game was a tie. You didn't win, is my point. And if you didn't win, then you lost. Right?
Oh.
You didn't win, right?
Yeah. Well, it's what they call a push in the casinos. I wouldn't have won any money, but I wouldn't have lost money either. It would have been considered a push. But we'll say it was a loss because I predicted that Pittsburgh would win, and they didn't. So 4-5, that's 4-5 or 4-6 then? Sam, I'm 4-6.
Four wins and 1, 2, 3, 4 losses.
4 wins and 4 losses?
Right.
That's 8 games. How many games have we played then? Are we going into game number 9 or are we going into game number 10?
Game number 1, the Dolphins beat the Ravens. Game number 2, the Bills beat the Jets. You're
okay.
1-1. Game number 3, Washington beat Tampa Bay. So you're one and two. Game number 4, the Cowboys beat the Falcons.
Okay.
You're 2-2. Game number 5, the Tennessee Titans beat the New Orleans Saints. You're 3-2.
Right.
Game number 6, Indianapolis Colts beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. You are 4-2.
Right.
4-2. Okay. Game number 7 was a tie. You're 4-3.
Okay.
Game number 8, the New England Patriots beat the Cleveland Browns 45-7. You bet on Browns and over, and it was Patriots and over. So you are 4-4 now.
Okay.
That's where we are. 4-4.
Right. 4-4. 8 games. Now we're game number 9.
Game number 9. The Minnesota Vikings beat the LA Chargers 27-20. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Vikings and under.
Oh, that's ridiculous. What happened to my Chargers? I can't believe they got beat by a Minnesota team. Minnesota only won 2 games all season. Come on, Chargers. Okay, so I'm 4-5 now. Okay, now we start.
Game number
10.
Yeah, because you lost all the rest. Game number 10, the Carolina Panthers beat the Cardinals 34-10. You bet on Cardinals and over, and it was Panthers and under.
So that's 4-6. Oh, man. What happened to my Arizona Cardinals? I don't know, but I know they're going to come back and win next week. I can't believe they actually got beat by a low team, a sorry team. Well, Carolina isn't really sorry, but they're not in the top 10 standing. Okay. So, that's 4-6. What about game number 11?
Game number 11, Philadelphia Eagles beat the Denver Broncos 30-13. You bet on Broncos and over, and it was Eagles and under.
Oh, I can't believe the Broncos got beat by the Eagles. Oh, come on, Denver. I can't believe it. But they were playing in Philadelphia, so that's the only win I can say happened for Philadelphia. They were at home, so they played well. Okay, so that's a lot for G money. So that's 4-8, 4-7.
4-7, game number 12, the Green Bay Packers beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-0. You bet on Seahawks and under, and it was Packers and under.
Yeah, everybody, I'm sorry. I didn't know Aaron Rodgers was going to play. I even said that if he played, I'd be betting on Green Bay to win. But I didn't know he was scheduled to play. They didn't announce it till the day before the game. So I didn't get inside information until the game started. And then I found out Aaron Rodgers was playing. So that's why Green Bay won. They were a better team, and their offense was all the way on point with Aaron Rodgers running the offense. So that's why I bet on Seattle to win. Okay, that's another loss for G Money. And we know G Money would have bet on Green Bay because he's always following Green Bay as the number one team. Okay, so I'm 4-8 now.
4-8. Game number 13, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Las Vegas Raiders 34-14. You bet on Raiders and over, and it was Chiefs and under.
What was the score of that game?
34-14.
34-14. Good God, Raiders, what? I should have known that the Raiders weren't going to play good because they're still suffering from the loss of their wide receiver. But they got a brand new wide receiver. So I don't know what he did. I didn't watch the game, so I don't know if he played well or if he didn't catch the ball. I don't know how he played, but the Raiders lost. Wow, I couldn't believe that. I thought for sure they would come back and win for their member that is in, had an accident, a tragic situation. Okay. So that's a loss for G Money. Oh, that's 4-10. Is that 4-10? Yeah. That's 14 games. All right. And then we got 4 byes. So tonight is Monday Night Football. And who's playing tonight?
Tonight it's the L.A. Rams playing the 49ers in Santa Clara, and they're giving the 49ers 3 points. The total points is 47. You're betting on the Rams and under.
Yeah, I'm really thinking the Rams are going to play well, and San Francisco's playing at home, so I think they're going to play well tonight, but I don't think they'll play well enough to beat the Rams. I think the Rams just have the total powerhouse team, and they will beat the 49ers, even if they're playing away. So, we'll wait and see what happens tonight. See if I go 5-10, or if I go 4-11. Oh, that's awful. That's awful. Oh, gee, Money, I can't believe you lost that many games in 1 week. Oh, man. Well, that's gee, Money Sports Report for Monday, November 15th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break because I need a break. I need to get me something to drink after that football pick. Oh, my God. All right, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, who's buying the drinks? And they say, Bill is. And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends. And he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always played paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
If a nigga wanna set trip, fucking with the dog could be your death wish. I'm knocking off everything above your neck, nigga. I take off quick and take your face off. 18 holes, but I don't play golf. Respect my grip, I'm a straight boss. And I do it for life with no days off. Let me down. I'm too high for you to get me now. 22 years on top, so you could never forget me now. There's no way to shut me down. Rock and roll with the lion if you with me now. Hit me now. I'll bring a picture back.
LBC. Fat, give me the scratch, a big stack.
That's the movement. Do it, do it. I do that. Hit me now. I'm back to the Snoop shit. I'll bring a picture back.
Storytime with GMoney.com.
where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I have a short story for you. There was a man that walked into the bar, and he asked the bartender if he could have a free drink if he could show the bartender a real interesting act. And the bartender said, well, it depends on what the act is. And the man went in his briefcase, opened it up, and pulled out a hamster and a little piano and sat it on the bar. And the hamster started playing Beethoven. And the bartender said, well, that's all right, but I've seen acts like that before. That's nothing special. you have to do something a little better than that. And the man went in his briefcase, and he pulled out a frog, and he sat it in front of the piano, and the frog started singing Michael Jackson. It started singing Beat It. And the bartender said, now that's really original. All right, I'll give you some free beer. On that note, and the man drank the beer, and there was a man sitting at the table, and he was watching what was going on at the bar. And he got up, and he went to the man. He said, hey, I'd like to buy that frog from you, if you don't mind. I'll give you $1,000 for that frog. And the man said, okay. And he sold the frog to this other man for $1,000. And the man put the frog in his pocket and walked out the bar. And the bartender said, I don't mean to be in your business, but it seems like you just gave away a $1 million idea. And the man said, oh, it's no problem. The hamster is a ventriloquist. Woo! Yep, that's the funny one from G Money, the pimp comedy. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, well, it's time for me to for us to play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today. So everybody sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, get a drink, get some popcorn or some peanuts, and enjoy this story. It's going to be a story from my lifetime experience, and I think you'll enjoy it. So, DJ, play the story for the listening audience. We'll be back for more of the show after the story. I'm thinking of a situation where I had a dream. And I dreamed that I was on the Nina, the Pinto, and the Santa Maria, which were the ships that came over from England and ended up in the New World. Christopher Columbus was the captain of the ships that landed in the New World. And they came over here and set up their own little cities and own little towns, and they started living their life in the New World. And then 300 years later, in the 1700s, they started shipping slaves over to the New World, and they started doing cultural and farming plantations in the South, and the North started doing manufacturing businesses. So everybody was trying to develop their cities, and the English, England, the land of the King and the Queen of England, they wanted to rule the colonies. So they thought that they could send people over to be taxing the colonies. And they sent some ships over, and they had tea in the ships. And they thought that if the colonies would drink the tea, they could charge them a tax on the tea. So the colonies decided they didn't want to pay the tax. So they dumped the boxes of tea in the water, in the bay, in the Boston Bay.
And they told them they weren't going to pay the tax to England. And so England got mad and said, hey, we're going to send soldiers over to the New World, to the colonies, and we're going to take control of what's going on in the colonies. Well, the colonies didn't like that idea. So they put together their own little army called the Minutemen. And they had a guy named George Washington that they put as the general in charge of the troops that were fighting the English. And George Washington had talked to a guy named Paul Revere, and he said, I want you to go and get in the tower of this church, and you look out over the water, and you let me know if the English are coming. You put one lamp in the window if they're coming by land, and put two lamps in the window if they're coming by sea, so we know which way to set up our defenses so we can get ready to fight the English when they show up in the new colony, because we know they're coming. So Paul Revere put the candles and the lamps in the tower, and he looked up and saw the soldiers marching across the land. And he put one lamp in the window in the colony in the tower. And then he jumped on his horse and started riding across the land, saying, the English are coming, the English are coming. He put the word out so that all the Minutemen could get ready to fight. And they fought, and they ended up defeating the English, and they ended up setting up their own government, and they let them know that they weren't going to be controlled by anybody else. They were going to run their own government and be in charge of their own people. And because George Washington was the general that led all the Minutemen and led the troops in the fight, they elected him president. And he was the first president to be elected in the New World, in the colonies. So George Washington was the new president. And he was in charge of running the colonies. And then the third president was Thomas Jefferson, and Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence so that they could set up the rules that they would live by. And it would be the Declaration of Independence that they would pass on to all of the colonists so that they would know how their government would be ruled. And the fourth president, James Madison, sent a notice to all of the countries overseas that the colonies wouldn't be ruled by anybody, that they would rule themselves. And he sent the Monroe Doctrine over to the colonies, to the other countries, to let them know that the United Colonies, as it was called, they would be under their own control and they would do their own thing. And that's how the United States was formed. And then in 1700, they started slave trading in the colonies. And one of the slaves said, oh, master, I ain't picking no cotton. I ain't doing that. You pick the cotton yourself. Because we know that them slaves came over and they said, man, we ain't gonna do that work. What's wrong with you? And that slave master told that his boss to whip those slaves. And that changed that slave's mind real quick. He said, whoa, you stay away from me with that whip and I'll pick that cotton and I'll lift that bale and I'll pick the fruit off the tree. I'll do all of that. Yes, sir. Just keep that man from the whip, with the whip away from me. Yes, I'll do it, master. Yes, the boss. Yes, the boss. They would call him the master, a stupid son of a bitch. S-S-O-B. That's what they called him. And then Abraham Lincoln, he was the 16th president of the United States. He was under a lot of confusion and complication about his presidency because he believed that they needed to free the slaves. Because he believed that the black man should be a free citizen in the United States. And the South wasn't in favor of that. They wanted the black man to stay as a slave because that was the workforce for the South. And they were generating a lot of money using the slaves as their indentured servants. So President Abraham Lincoln decided that he was going to pass a petition to free the slaves. And he did that in his presidency. And a lot of the Southerners were mad at him. So he was a play enthusiast. He used to go and watch plays, and the plays was really big business back in the 1800s. They used to put on plays, and so he got invited to go see this play in the playhouse, and while he was in the playhouse, somebody shot him. They assassinated him and killed him in the playhouse. And he was killed by James Bruce, who was an actor in one of the plays. But he took his opportunity to shoot the president and kill him because of what he had done. He had freed the slaves, and the South had started losing their workforce. And they were upset about it. So James Wilkes Booth shot President Abraham Lincoln. And that was the first president to be assassinated in the United States. But he was the 16th president of the United States. And he freed the slaves. So we want to say we're happy that he did what he did for the slaves in the United States. He set America on the trail to be great. Yes, he has. Happy President's Day, everybody.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Yeah, yeah. West side. Yeah. connecting, y'all.
West, y'all.
You're probably never gonna see light. You never had a from the hood with that D light. California, baby, so you know just what we like. Walk that, talk that, that G light. Truck full of gas, usually in my backpack. Run up on the dog and I rat that, 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 that. Seven deuce to freeze the paint job beat. Cruising through the city with your mama or your niece. On the east side, we ride the most. Kick and roll, then we slide the post. Stay fly, but drive with toast. You better recognize Jeremiah and T.I. We collectivize, rectify, outstanding. Premeditated, never reprimanded. In a mask looking like a bandit. Jetting in my jet to another planet. That's how I planned it. Off we go.
Only other way
is
to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get back, give me the scratch, a big stack. I'm fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
Green, purple like that purple. Before I start rapping, MCs look like Urkel. With funny ass haircuts and tight ass clothes. No six clothes, the game was exposed. I had to come through like Darth Vader with Activator. In all black, a nigga act like the waiters. Now you know why I rap like Go Fly. Cause I'm a C-A-L-I-B-O-Y. So fly, I do this shit, go fly. Don't fly, a nigga is a soldier. I told ya, this strike hand will fold ya. This California Cobra ain't never ever sober. No Testarossa, West Coast or Nostra. Black and brown stay down like we supposed to. If the governor laugh now, cry later. If I ran, bitch, I'd be swimming later.
West, y'all.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get back, give me the scratch, a big stack. I'm fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
With a real Mac, bitch, get back. In the limo, checked in the suite, yeah. Made a few calls, it's time to go.
Time to go.
Bust a few rhymes at the studio. No, I don't do it for the love of it.
Okay.
I love it, but I do it for the love I get.
Okay.
Big checks, you think the sex is next. When I left the studio, had to go do a show for the 10 with the triple zero.
I'm a real one, my get rid of that clown, get with a factor. Potter don't count, he a lame, he don't matter. Shining like the Big Dipper, going like a star. Licking up the pile, pulling up in my car.
Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get fat, give me the scratch, a big stack.
Come on.
You fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back. Only other way is to pay me cash. And ain't nothing wrong with that. Get fat, give me the scratch, a big stack.
Come on.
You fucking with a real Mac, bitch, get back.
I got chrome and paint. Nigga, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Bitch, what you think? I got chrome and paint. Smoking that tank in my chrome and paint.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I have another short story for you. There was a man who bought about 400 acres of land, and he started setting up his farm so that he could grow vegetables and grow fruit, and he could grow food to eat on his farm. And after he finished a day of farming, he went and sat on the front porch of his house, and he watched the sunset. And he was drinking a cold beer, watching the sunset. And while he was sitting on his front porch, a man drove down the highway in a truck and then turned onto his land and drove all the way up to his front door and jumped out of his truck and said, "Howdy, neighbor. My name is Bill. And I want to welcome you to the neighborhood. We don't get a lot of new people in the neighborhood, but we wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood. And I wanted to be the first one to say welcome." And the farmer said, "Well, that's really nice. I appreciate that you recognize that I'm new in town and you came to wish me goodwill." And the guy said, "Yes, in fact, I want to have a party in my house in your honor." And he said, "Oh, really? Well, that sounds good." He said, "Yeah, it's going to be a lot of smoking and a lot of drinking, and it's going to be a lot of fucking and a lot of fighting. Oh, it's going to be a wang dang doodle of a party. And we're going to have all this good food to eat. It's going to be a fantastic party. So we really wish you would come." And he said, "Sure, since you're doing this in my honor, I guess I can come to the party. So what's the dress code? Because I want to be properly dressed for the party." And the man said, "Well, it really doesn't matter what you're wearing, because it's just going to be you and me." That's a joke by G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time, I guess, for me to talk to my fan club members and the listeners for my radio show. It's time for the $50 cash giveaway contest that we have every day on the radio show. So today is Monday, and today is going to be the day we're going to have people call in and tell us what the name of this movie is. DJ Papa D is going to play a clip from a movie, and we'll give audience members 5 minutes to call into the radio show and name the movie. And if they're the caller that I asked for and they call in and they're that number and they name the movie, they can win $50 cash prize. That's right. I have it right here to give it to them. So all you have to do is call in. You have 5 minutes to call in. So I'm looking for caller number, well, it's a movie, so we're going to give them a little time. Let's say caller number 27. Caller number 27, if you're the 27th caller and you know the name of the movie, you call in and you tell us the name of the movie. And if you're the 27th caller and you get the right name of the movie, you win $50 cash prize. That's how we're doing it. So, DJ Papa D, play a clip from the movie.
On my honor, I am obliged to accompany you until you have saved your life, that you have spared me mine.
I'm sorry, the position of annoying talking animal has already been taken. Let's go, Shrek!
On my honor, I am obliged.
All right, that's the clip of the movie. So I'm giving the audience 5 minutes to call into the radio station and be caller number 27. And call in and tell us what the name of that movie is. So, DJ Papa D, play the clip again. And
on my honor, I am obliged to accompany you until you have saved your life, that you have spared me mine.
I'm sorry, the position of annoying talking animal has already been taken. Let's go, Shrek!
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have 5 minutes to call in to the radio station. And the 27th caller, if you know the name of the movie, you will win $50 cash prize. That's right. It's a $50 giveaway contest that we host every day on the radio show. So you have 5 minutes to call in and name that movie. Remember, I'm waiting on caller number 27. So don't come up short. I'm looking for 27 callers. All right, DJ Papa D, while we're waiting for the callers to call in, play some music for our listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Now it's time to reinvent it. I'm the soldier and lieutenant. I'm the owner and the vendor. Yeah, the angel and the sinner. Main course and a dinner. Mike Glove with the glitter. Doing deals on the shitter. You won't find a nigga realer. You can look around the globe. Shit get hot up in the kitchen, so don't stand around the stove. I'm from Long Beach, nigga. I ain't hang out at the Grove. I was hustling with them hustlers, getting payouts from the blow. Blue chucks on the soles of the foot of a man. Niggas talking about getting money, but how good is the plan? Middle finger to the law, 1 foot in the sand. Ran this motherfucking town, about to do it again. All this shit these niggas talking, I can smell they whisper. Y'all get hot, they're not, but me, I remain a fixture. How I walk and how I talk and paint the scripture. Right before I left the same this picture, nigga, I'ma claim this with
you.
Dog head bitch.
I'm her mentor and her therapist. A gateway to a place she would never get. No way to see it without me. If I teach her the game, I'ma charge her a fee.
Where we going, dog?
Shit, we gonna go to Planet Snoopin' where the bitches is blue, man.
Snoopy there.
Man, why Snoopy Dogg always get to fly? I'm the flyest motherfucker in here, though.
Hey, you a shooter, man.
No, I'm the shooter.
I say we just get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Go! Where we going, dog?
See, we're gonna go to Planet Snoopiter where the bitches is blue, man.
Snoopiter? Man, why Snoopy Dogg always get to fly? I'm the flyest motherfucker in here, though.
Hey, you a shooter, man.
No, I'm the shooter.
I say we just get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Go!
Got my 40 on me, that's my mini me. Damn near anything I want, I can afford it.
Listen,
never hustle backwards, always forward.
Progression.
I can multitask, always on the grind. I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up,
what happens?
People gather around me like an ice cream truck.
No cap.
People always ask me what I do for a living.
What you do?
I wear many hats. I'm something like Liz. I love liquor and
sex.
Booty and breasts.
Breath.
A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh. She got her legs open like a field goal pile. Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Uh-oh. Bitch.
Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer.
Big subwoofer bouncing like a trampoline. Glass shake when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic green. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and mean, speakers bumping, tags is clean. Keep me something to smoke on, bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake, you niggas hold on. I hit the block and roll on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite Two Short song is in those jeans.
Check that, man.
Shake it, baby, if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more bass than baseball. She down on her knees, she wanna face y'all. I gotta get what she wants. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the funk. Bumping in the trunk. You in the back seat wishing you was in the front. She said something, asked me if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word.
Motherfucking word.
Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up.
Big subwoofer. Big titty hooker, cocaine cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw TJ Hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up in it like a booger, then I treat the bitch like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming, nigga we ain't running. It's a new day, still got the AK, if these bitches wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down, before we locking horns, keep the party going. It's a false alarm.
Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the bag like what's up, blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big sub.
On my honor, I am obliged to accompany you until you have saved your life, but you have spared me mine.
I'm sorry, the position of annoying talking animal has already been taken. Let's go, Shrek!
My comedy album is gonna be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Tommy, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, so everybody can hear the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to give away my $50 cash prize to my 27th caller. And, what? We only had 24 callers? We didn't get a 25th caller today? The 27th caller didn't call in? Oh, come on, people. I keep telling you, you got to call all the way through to 27. You got to be the 27th caller in order to win the money. Oh, well, I'm not giving the money away again today. I'll put it in my cash register for tomorrow's radio show at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, $50 cash giveaway. So, I guess there's nothing else for me to say. I'm just going to say the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get the hell out of here and give up the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So maybe I can thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow the activities that I'm talking about. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-house studio engineer, helping me with the music, with the sports report, and with the $50 contest. So, I want to thank both of my brothers for being helpful in the production of Gregory's Story, my internet radio show. So, I guess before I get out of here, let me find out if we have any birthday wishes that I can celebrate on the radio today on Monday, November 14th. It's the date of 14th. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Today is November 15th, 2021. So, DJ, Papa D, do we have any birthday wishes we can shout out today on the radio show?
We do. Happy birthday to Jeffrey Lovely, Felicia Raquel Rab Pittman, Bree Edmund Moore, Greg Banks, Heather's Holiday Baskets, Monique Clavel, Michael Woods, LaSonia Hill, Zoe Cooper, and last but not least, Paul Schiff. Happy birthday to everyone on November 15th, 2021.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody. I didn't hear if anybody was my fraternity brother or my sorority sister or there any other fraternities or sororities. But if they are, I want to wish all of them happy birthday because today is your special day, and we want to give you a shout-out from Jenny Money. So sit back and let me serenade you with my birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you today and many more on your special day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday to you on your special day. I hope you get some treats, some cake, and some candy. You get something sweet for your sweetness, because today is your day. So you get all the loving and attention you deserve, because today is your birthday, November 14th, 15th, November 15th. 2021. So, happy birthday to all of you. All of my Greek brothers, all of my sorority sisters, and all of my friends and fans around the world. Because as long as you're following G-Money, you can never go wrong. Because I'll be bigger than life as long as you're following my path to stars. I'm going to the stars. I'm going to the moon. And I want to take you with me. So, happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Oh, I had to get that one in there for those that follow my show. I didn't want you to be left out. So, DJ Papa D, unless we have another song that we want to share, I really enjoyed these Snoop Dogg songs. They've been really banging. So, unless you have a special song that you want to share, let's play the prayer, and I'm out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow on my Tuesday radio show at 3 o'clock. What's the time check, DJ Papa G? What time is it?
It's 4:20 p.m.
Okay. Yep, it's time for me to get out of here. I got to go. They're going to be coming and yanking my chain in a minute. So let's do what you're going to do, DJ Papa D. You're going to play our prayer so we can get out of here, or are you going to play another Snoop Dogg song? I've been liking these new Snoop songs. It's up to you.
Hey, G-Money, just so that you know, those last two, all four of the songs are from this year, and those last two songs came out 2 days ago, and they're by this... by this super group called Mount Westmore, which is Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, E-40, and Too Short.
Oh, okay. And before we go, DJ, what's the name of the movie? Is it Shrek? And what year did it come out? 1996, I think.
The name of that movie, that clip was from the movie Shrek 2, which came out in 2004.
Oh, 2004. Okay, I knew it was the Shrek movie. So, 2004, and the movie was Shrek 2, for the people that wanted to know that. All right, DJ. Hey, that super group, they're banging. I like that. Snoop and Too Short and Ice Cube
and E-40.
And E-40. Oh, Long Beach, Oakland, San Francisco, and Compton in the house. All right. Oh, watch out, people. The super group has got together, and they're going to be putting it down. Hip-hop style. All right, DJ. Hey, why don't you play another one of the super group songs before we get out of here? Because I want to listen to them on my radio up the door.
They only have four songs, so that's all I play. But I can play some old school Snoop from the soundtrack Above the Rim.
Woke up one morning out some bomb ass cock. My dick kinda limp, so I cruise around the block. Call my cousin Snoop as I swoop in the coop. Stop by my homie Blue House to puff on the loop. See my little homie style, who I ain't seen in a while. Damn, they gon' float, no cloud, one night. Liquor store, so I grab the mix, gin and juice. Got a quarter pound of bud, so I'm fucked up too. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, bell back in the crib. Because I'm all in, conversated, then I dug that hoe out. I fixed me some food and bone the hell out. 2 a.m. on the jizz out, I pause and I sizz out. I reminisce on that ass that I rizz out. Now I'm high as a kite, yeah, and I'm feeling all right. 4 a.m. as I stroll back to my crib to see what's with my woman and my newborn kid.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind, we do this every day about the same time.
I was at the park one day.
da-dee-da. Listen to the sounds from my nigga Doggy Dog. Sliding through the city in the rag 6-4. Hopping like a motherfucker trying to find a hoe. Hitting all the spots, but I'm coming up blank. I'm headed to the liquor store to get myself some drink. Parked my ride as I stepped inside. As I put my 9 double limp to my side. As I continue with my mission. Pussy is my dish and ambition. Wishing upon the star to come up on some men pushing caviar. And a little bit of pussy if I can get my pimp on. Cause my pen gets my pimp on from G to Ozone.
I put my pen on cold Michigan nights. And the bitch didn't freeze up on me when I wanted her to write. I have put my pen in the hot California sun, and the bitch didn't drip, smear, or run as she turned the trick pages from loose leaf to zigzag. I have put my pen, and she is number one in my stable, for I've yet not got a refill for her. I love her, that's why she keeps performing for me. I have put my pen, and she is number one in my stable. Pleasure is the treasure that the girl sells all day. Pleasure is the reason that she brings daddy his pay. Dedicated to hoe, dedicated for show. Dripping willows on satin pillows. Love is being checked from a hoe. Dead president still giving their fuck on. I'm so happy because ain't nothing like a lollipop that gets sucked all day long. A tangy little candy drop. I love it when she brings me the pay. Dedicated like every day to the sunshine. Yeah, my hoe brings me mine. For life she said she'd do it, and I believed her when I accepted. Yeah, I got pimp bones in my body, and I rock them like Lottie Dottie. I rock them mighty hardy like Lottie Dottie. I got pimp bones in my body.
What's my motherfucking name?
out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangsta party.
Oh shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomb the hooches with the fizzy. My intentions took you with you with that some double OP. Dog, my fucking homie. You the cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun because they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on the niggas' mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm going to get smart and get defensive and shit. And put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate. Two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown. The shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these school pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage. They all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P. She nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the K's, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfucker. The rest two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas be dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop belly me, motherfucking G's. If you got a better flow. Another woman, two of them members, most wanted.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.